This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Concerns are growing over something that's being called the kill pill, drugs laced with one of the most powerful prescription painkillers in the world, fentanyl. If that word sounds familiar, it's been in the news quite a lot of late. Pills laced with fentanyl were linked with the death of Prince earlier this year. And according to the latest report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, incidents of law enforcement officers finding drugs containing fentanyl have jumped 426%. It's really hitting home, too. This week, the Houston Forensic Science Center released a warning of a dangerous spike in the fourth largest city in the nation. Joining us, James Miller, manager of the Controlled Substances section with the Houston Forensic Science Center. Welcome to the Standard.
Thank you very much.
So the DEA is calling this a fentanyl crisis. What does that mean? What are you seeing?
Well, here in the Houston area, since the beginning of the year, since January, we've seen 10 cases where we have identified the presence of fentanyl. Two of those cases were in a powdered substance, and the other 8 were in counterfeit pharmaceutical products. This is a nationwide issue, the presence of fentanyl, and it reoccurs every few years that we'll see fentanyl in the illicit market.
Where's this fentanyl coming from that would wind up in illicit substances? I would imagine China, but any sense of it?
The current trend that we're seeing has been sourced back to China. Traditionally, it may be smaller laboratories. Like the last crisis we had was in 2006, and that was associated with an individual small lab coming out of Mexico. But this current crisis, traced back to 2013, appears to have been coming out of China.
So is it presumed that there's like one lab in China or several producers in China and they're all feeding the U.S. market, creating a national crisis, or would it be coming from one source typically?
We're not really sure whether there's one large source in China or whether there are multiple smaller sources there.
What exactly is fentanyl? I think a lot of folks have heard of it and have a vague idea that it's used for the relief of acute pain and like for cancer patients and that sort of thing.
Right. Pharmaceutically, it's called an opioid analgesic. It's similar to other substances that people are more familiar with, like Vicodin or morphine. The difference is that fentanyl is approximately 100 times as potent as morphine. So historically, it would only be used as a surgical anesthesia or in treating pain management in terminally ill cancer patients or those who have suffered severe trauma.
So what do you think is going on? Are people looking for a recreational substance and they're on the street trying to find fentanyl, or is this getting laced into other substances, recreational drugs, or what exactly is going on here?
I think that instead of individuals actually looking for fentanyl, it's being supplied as an alternative. Again, historically, it would be supplied in heroin samples where they're trying to increase the potency of heroin. Maybe the supply of the heroin was dwindling, and so they would use this to supplement it. What we're seeing now is unique. The fact that it's appearing in pharmaceutical appearing tablets, they look like Vicodin tablets, they look like Xanax tranquilizer tablets, but in fact, they have been laced with these fentanyls. So it appears that the people who are abusing the substances have no knowledge that that's actually what's contained in the tablets, and that's why we see this as such a threat to those who are using or abusing drugs.
Is there a way that law enforcement can clamp down on this, or is this, you mentioned you see this in waves, you just hope it'll go away?
It's going to have to be a concerted effort between local law enforcement and national law enforcement and ultimately international law enforcement. If these are originating in China, it's going to have to be traced back all the way to China. And they have put in new laws in China to try and control the availability of these fentanyl products. But even then, they can change the fentanyl to make a derivative, which isn't even controlled there. And that's one of the challenges that we have across the board in law enforcement, is the availability of these products and variations on them, which may or may not be controlled.
James Miller, manager of the Controlled Substances section with the Houston Forensic Science Center. Mr. Miller, thank you very much.
Thank you.